welcome to Simply Us, episode 23. Today we're going to be taking a little bit off of any kind of a beaten path and not really choose one specific topic. We're just going to kind of hang out and chat a little bit about what we've been up to and things that have been going on.
What's a beaten path? Do people like actually path beat where, paths?
Yeah, with their feet when they walk on it a lot.
I always wondered where that came from.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for helping me with that. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Rob. But if you've been listening, you know that. As in previous episodes.
But you know what? We always get some new listeners because I've been told lately by people like, oh, I just started listening to your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I've only heard this episode or I heard this one and this one. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay, yep. Cool.
Yeah.
But we still have had no reviews since August.
Yeah.
On at least the iTunes. So I guess a lot of people listen either directly from our site or from other things.
Yeah, maybe through Google. I don't really...
There's other stuff, too, that people listen to podcasts in.
Yeah. Well, because they can grab the podcast
Stitcher
feed.
Stitcher and...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We never signed up specifically to be on Stitcher.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if Stitcher functions as a catcher where they can just listen to different things.
I was told that someone listened to our podcast on some app that took up too much space, and I don't remember which app that was.
Okay.
So they said they had to get rid of the app because it was taking up all their memory or whatever. I said, oh, listen to it on our website.
Yeah, just go right to the website. Then you don't have to download the file or anything. It'll just stream directly. It'll save space then, and you can still hear it. And while you're over there listening, you can give us some feedback. You know, there's a comment section, all that. That's at simply-us.net. We also have the contact page for links to other places, which...
Where you can find us.
Yes.
On social media.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't received many comments on our site lately either.
Nope.
But most of the time I get either text messages from people or people tell me in person, mm-hmm. Oh, I listened to your episode. I'm like, oh okay.
Yep.
Or... We get emails once in a while or messages on our Facebook. We got a couple lately.
Yep.
But yeah, comments, we like those. So thank you so much for those who have been talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So as I said, we're just going to kind of pick a couple different topics relating to things we've been up to recently.
This has been a lazy month.
Mm-hmm.
February is when this is recorded. So I guess, yeah, it will be February when it still comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the last month in general has been kind of lazy. The beginning
January,
of the new year, being the winter, we don't really have a whole lot going on. So, it's kind of understandable. From my perspective.
I don't like winter.
Yeah. I know.
I get holed up inside the home, and I don't like the cold going outside. Those of you who do, you are brave. I don't know how they do it, but a lot of people like being out in the cold and playing in snow. And I'm like, no, I'll watch you from the window.
Yeah. I don't like snow and being outside in the cold as much. I like fall weather. I like where it's a little chilly.
I like spring.
But I'm not really into winter anymore. As a kid, I was, but not anymore.
Well, I'm looking forward to the end of March and April. But we're going to enjoy what we have, the way that we can enjoy it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things we've done this month is watching things.
Yeah.
And you know, it's such a lazy thing. People tend to say like, oh, I think watching things is bad as a minimalist. And I'm like, you know what? I don't watch regular TV mm-hmm. as it is. But after the boys are in bed, I want to relax. And you know what? Sometimes, relaxing, I will sit down on the floor or on the couch with popcorn watching things, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't done it as much lately. As we've mentioned before, we used to do it a lot with mm-hmm. movies and stuff, but we really haven't lately. And when we have sat down recently and watched things, I was kind of like,
yeah,
oh man,
month.
Like I remember, like, you know, I just kind of got a little nostalgic for how we used to do it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, the funny thing about it not being minimalist is like, well, how much more minimalist can you get than just sitting there?
Yeah.
So.
Well. But
there's a tongue-in-cheek stat
part of it
at
is,
minimalism.
You know, you don't want to be lazy.
Right. Which is part of why we haven't really just sat and watched things a lot lately over the last couple of years, because it has started to feel like a lazy pastime to just sit there and watch different things. But there are certain things that they're worth doing that with. I don't remember if we mentioned that we had watched Your Lie in April.
Oh, yeah, that's anime. An anime, which we had not watched anime. When's the last time, do you think, that we actually sat down to watch anime?
I don't remember, honestly.
We did watch Sword Art Online, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been 2 years since we watched an anime together.
Yeah, we tried to start a couple. What was that one, The Last Exile? We had watched like two or three episodes of that. We never really got into it. That was back like
6-7 years ago.
Well, I know it was a while ago. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. We used to watch anime constantly because I had a little obsession with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to slowly watch some newer things because I'm like, man, I only watched old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slowly going through a few of them. But, you know, it's not the same thing as it once was.
No. Not for us, at least.
Your Lie in April was cute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about a kid who plays piano, but he has a fear about playing it because it's been a year or two since he played. Because
he had certain personal circumstances.
But that we don't want to give away.
Yeah, exactly.
But he meets some girl who plays violin and inspires him.
Mm-hmm. And we'll leave it at that so we don't do any spoilers.
Yeah. So I was told about that anime, actually, from a homeschool girl. Now, being an adult, when you see, there was a family that I used to always see the girls just reading manga. And some of the other moms were like, oh, these girls, they don't really talk to us, and we just don't really talk to them because they're just quiet. So I saw they were reading a manga, and I was like, oh, what are you reading? And they said, like, oh, you know, like... Like, oh, this adult is asking me a question. I have to explain
what manga is.
So I said, oh, I used to read manga constantly. I had so many. They're like, really? So then they just started going all crazy, telling me about manga and anime. Have you seen this? Have you read this?
Mm-hmm.
And so after talking, they you should see this one. You might like it. And I'm like, all right, I'll give it a try. And then, you know, if I watch like an episode, they're like, did you finish it? I'm like, no, I haven't had time to sit down. You know, I've got kids now. I can't just sit there and binge watch anime like I used to.
Mm-hmm. Well, the funny thing is, too, that we actually started watching it because I had seen a screenshot from it. And I thought it was a pretty shot. And then when I saw the title, you were like, oh, somebody actually mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
And then we decided to actually go and watch it. I think I had actually looked it up myself, and you were like, oh, yeah, something like I was on the Crunchyroll page or something. Yeah. And you said, oh, yeah, somebody mentioned that to us, or mentioned it to you. And that's when we decided to watch it.
It is a cleaner one, too. Like, I think that's part of why I stopped watching so much. Yeah, because
there's a lot of that fan service stuff, which we don't want to see. I don't
want to see teenage girls panties, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just like, no, stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, so therefore I switched over to watching Korean drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love a lot of Korean drama. I see, it's like hit or miss for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's some where I get really wrapped into it and others that I'm like, eh, I didn't like this episode, I'm not going to even try.
But it was like that for anime too, though.
Yeah.
There were some where this we would watch and be like, eh, no.
Yeah.
It's just hit or miss. I mean, even the same thing for us with, like, Big Bang Theory. My mom and my sister were like, oh, you guys have to see this. You're going to love it. We watched, like, 3 or 4 episodes. I don't think we've ever seen more than 6 episodes.
I don't think we even watched more than 2.
Maybe not.
Because they had lent us their DVD or whatever. Yeah, we never DVD even finished set. The first one.
We watched maybe 2-3 episodes.
We just couldn't get into it. And that was the first season, too.
Yeah. I mean, there were a couple of episodes that were funny. Like, I remember there were parts of it that were funny, but not to the point where I was like, oh, I really want to watch more of this.
Yeah, it's just, I don't like TV when it comes to American television.
Yeah.
For the most part, like, I can't...
Well, we also don't know all that much about foreign television either. We don't really pay that much attention to stuff.
Yeah.
Because you figure, when you talk about Korean drama, you're talking about probably a relatively small section of, like, Korean television. Even when we talk about, like, English TV, what stuff we've watched that we know of is probably such a small portion
But I know the ones I watched were big in Korea, too, because sometimes they will have some of the people talking about it, or they have cameos.
Mm-hmm.
of like the people that are acting. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, there they are. And it's because those specific actors, their shows did so well.
But those shows that you like, or even drama, like how much of the percentage of all Korean television does that make up? So even if the ones that you've watched and you enjoyed were popular, I'm just saying, there's lots of other things that happen on TV just drama.
Yeah. I mean, because they have the awards and everything too, though, and usually they're ones I've seen.
Okay. But that still doesn't make... That's still my point, though, is that that's still only... Korean drama is only one part of their television. We don't watch their version of MTV ever. You know, right. We don't watch their... Like, we don't know if they have some form of, like, an NCIS, like, crime drama.
Oh, they have so many of those.
Okay. Well, but that's my point.
They have it in sections, like the melodrama. They have the romantic stuff. They have the doctoring stuff. They have all of that to our access. Hmm. So it's spread out into other countries where they're popular now. So I've been watching now Korean drama for about 8 years. Yeah, it's been 8 years.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing, though, you said that we don't like watching American TV.
But not really.
What I think is kind of interesting, though, is that the streaming services that are producing their own, like, serial shows, we've actually kind of started getting into a little bit. Which ones we have watched, which have not been many.
Have we watched more than one?
I think so, but I can't think of what else it would be.
See, I'm just not a TV girl unless it's Korean drama.
But you've never really been a TV girl anyway.
I know.
So that doesn't really...
No, but you know what? I loved TV when I was little.
Well, sure, we all loved TV when we were little. But as, you know, I think as we were growing up, neither of us were regular TV watchers.
This is true. Yeah. I liked movies more.
You know, my family would sit around the TV, like, in the evening to watch the whole Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, like, all that stuff together, and I wasn't as much into that.
Yeah.
Like, I would sit and watch every once in a while, but it wasn't, like, I wasn't sitting there every day getting geared up for primetime television, just waiting to watch, so.
Well, see, and with me, my dad controlled the TV, so really, whatever he watched, we'd have to watch. So after a while, I'd be like, well, I don't want to watch anything then. Mm-hmm. So I just walk away because I'm like, I don't care about this.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. Maybe if when we were younger, because we're old enough that we were not of the age where everyone had a television in their room.
Right.
Like, we're just old enough that we're right before, like, televisions were in every room in the house. Like, nowadays... I think there's even a TV or two in the bathroom for people's houses.
That's weird.
We might have been a little bit different about it if we had had televisions in our rooms when we were teenagers or younger.
Yeah, but well, I did. I bought a TV, a little, like,
2-in-1, I remember it.
Yeah, how big was that?
That was like a 12-inch.
12-inch with a VCR?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so when I got that, I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because... There are so many movies I wanted to see, but I couldn't see them because my dad was watching whatever he wanted. So I'm like, fine, I'm just
going to... So you just rent stuff and then watch it on that.
Yeah, I had my own Blockbuster card back at that point. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to rent my own things and watch what I want. And watch my anime, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But other than Korean drama, as I was trying to segue into with streaming services,
we
mentioned that we had watched... the previous season of Stranger Things.
We never talked about
it. But we finally watched season 2 this past week.
Yeah, we watched Stranger Things. It only took us however many months since it came out.
Yeah, it was a little while.
So a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, it's coming out this weekend or whatever. And here we are, like 4 months, 5 months.
Whatever. Yeah.
Came out, October?
And we were excited as soon as we finished the first season to see the next one. But
we didn't even see the first season till later, too.
No, yeah.
So, yeah, we're just late with that. But, you know, the first season, it was more like, I didn't really hear anyone talking about it. And then there were two of my friends mentioned it. I was like, what is this show? Because I've been curious because I saw it come up on Netflix, like, and it looked all 80s style.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I love the 80s. And so I got to find out about this, but I didn't bother looking into it until one of my friends mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, oh, it is so good. And I said, all right, well, I'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was not what I expected.
The first season was better.
I think so. But I don't want to give any spoilers, no, so I don't want to talk about it. But
we could talk a little bit about the show. Like, for instance, there's this newer character named Billy. I can't stand his hair.
Yeah, well,
I don't understand
why. You couldn't stand him in general, but
no. Well, I mean, we're not supposed to. You could tell that you're not supposed to. But if you do an 80s show with a kid that's supposed to be like all about himself and very vain, yet you give him horrible hair, you know, I just think of like the hairstyles in the 80s. And a lot of the guys didn't have hair like that. Like, I don't know. I felt it wasn't... It looked too wiggy.
Well, because it was, I think.
I know, but it was bad wig.
Yeah.
It just looked like, oh, this kid's going to be bald by the time he's 22. Like, when you look at his hairstyle for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he's probably 22 in the show. Like, I mean, the actor
mm-hmm.
playing him. But... I don't know, that just, I couldn't. But I loved seeing Shauna Stinn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always great. I expected a couple more little homages to the Goonies, but...
He had one, though, with a... Oh, like Finding Treasure or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a joke about a map and that. Just the way he kind of did the line, it almost... I mean, it made us think about Goonies. I don't know if that was the intent with the line.
Since he was in that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a kid. I mean...
Yeah.
He was like, what, 12 maybe?
I would think he was young. Oh, maybe he was 12. I don't know what
little.
Year he was born.
I just remember that. He was little, so...
Yeah, I was expecting him to have like an inhaler like he had in Goonies, so I kept like waiting for it. Like, is he gonna go like, one-eyed Willy? But it never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we won't talk anything else about him.
No. I don't want to spend any time really talking about the show either, other than to say that, you know, we did see it. We liked the first season better. I think, and I don't know
but
if
it was a good season
as well. Oh, yeah, the show was good.
The first season, the only thing I didn't like about that is that we had to fast forward a little bit, but it was hard
to. Yeah, for the couple minutes of the one.
Because one, see, we don't like to watch anything that has sexual content in it, and there was... one of the girls, at one point, they show her in her bra for, like, a couple seconds. And
mm-hmm.
I was just like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So that ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't skip it because it's an important scene.
Because
they kept cutting to something else that was very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So that was frustrating.
Yeah.
But in the second season, they didn't show anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was much easier to just sit down and watch without having to be worried about it.
So I'm glad there was none of, like,
mm-hmm.
visible stuff.
Yeah. So, I don't know, we haven't really watched anything else new other than those, I don't think.
No, for Korean drama stuff, just to let you know, I just finished a series called I'm Not a Robot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cute.
I know, you were telling me about it, so I know you seem to enjoy it a
bunch.
Yeah,
it's about some guy, he's allergic to people, basically. Like, to have contact physically with any person could really cause him harm. So he is really rich, he's a head of a company, whatever. He can afford anything he wants. So this one company decides, okay, we have this new robot that we've been trying out. It's almost done, but if you would like to test it out for a week to see how the robot is, it could help you do whatever you need in your house. It could be your friend in a way, so he could finally interact with some humans. And the problem is that the robot is based off of a real woman. Like, they designed her completely off of this other woman. And so, because they're testing out and there's still some kinks in the robot issues, sometimes they use her instead of the robot. So, yeah.
So chaos ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was cute. The episodes are shorter than most Korean drama.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, even without movies or whatever, we have started watching something that you've been anxiously waiting for.
Yeah, if you follow my Twitter, you probably think I'm insane. There's no question
as to what it is I'm talking about.
I've been counting down for ages to the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
At Pyeongchang, or Pyeongchang?
Pyeongchang, yeah.
At Pyeongchang, Korea, South Korea. That is where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it was time, I was enjoying watching them, and I've been tweeting all about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens every Olympics where I tweet like crazy.
Yes, it does.
So.
This is actually probably one of the more calm years you've had with them compared to the last couple of years. Because a couple of years ago, you were taking all those screenshots and videos.
Yeah, that was the London Games. Mm-hmm. I took loads of screenshots, and mm-hmm. I think that was my former account. Because I used to have the same name, but all the tweets were gone. And then I,
right,
6 months later, after I went on a Twitter break for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got my account again.
Yeah. I just remember that I was still finding random video files. Because that was at the time where we only had the one computer. So you were using my computer to watch it. And I remember that I keep logging in when I'd come home at night, and there were all these new video files on the desktop and pictures and screenshots. I was like, well, okay, I guess somebody was having fun. So it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? I like the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite part of it? Because you've watched a lot of it with me.
So far that we've watched, I don't know. Probably the snowboarding slope style.
Yeah, both
the men,
fun.
Both the men and the women's. Just, like, the women's, it was a little tough to watch because they had all the problems with the wind.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But I just think it's a fun event. Partly because I remember, like, growing up playing, like, SSX on the PlayStation 2 and stuff, so...
On the PlayStation.
PlayStation 2.
We still have the we have a 3.
Yeah, we have the 3. I'm saying, but, yeah.
Growing up, you were already an adult when SSX PlayStation tricky. 2 came out.
Well, whatever. I remember playing it, though.
I bought you your PlayStation. In high
school. I remember, though, in high school, playing Pete's SSX on PlayStation 2. That's why that was one of the first games I got, because I enjoyed it a lot. So, but I always just, watching that, makes me think of playing that and getting all into it. So,
yeah, and I mentioned that to you when mm-hmm. we watched it. Like, oh, like, when they're actually in the air grabbing hold of their snowboard, I think of it, like, the seconds that they're holding.
Where they do, like,
of move they're doing. And I'm expecting it to show up on the screen while watching the Olympics, and it's not happening.
Yeah. Yes. It is kind of funny how that happens. But other than that, we really haven't watched a lot of different events yet.
Well,
so you've watched more events than I have.
As we record this, there's still a lot to happen. So
not even halfway through with the Olympics.
No, and by the time that this episode comes out, there will already be like 6 or 7 more days. 6 days. Mm-hmm. So by the time this comes out, we're outdated anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you started on Thursday night watching. The opening was Friday.
Yes.
And so now we're recording on the Monday after. So the games have been open for 2.5 days right now, basically. But with that, I've only watched maybe 3 different sports. Other than the slope-style snowboarding, I think I actually was getting into watching curling, because that was one of the first things we started watching Thursday night.
Yeah.
And Leto started getting really interested in it.
He loves curling.
Yeah, he's like, all of a sudden, he's like all into watching it. And it's not even like it's a fast-paced sport.
No.
So for him to be all into watching it, I think he likes the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
Like, I think he really likes the whole having to judge the weight you use for it and everything.
Well, to explain, because a lot of people, they've heard the word curling, but they don't really know what it is.
Okay.
So just to explain.
I mean, I know, yeah, it's not a very popular sport.
You and I know what it is, but, like, people, if they hear it, they're like, curling, I don't understand. So basically they have this stone that they can direct, and they could twist it, and it slides on the ice, as they also slide a bit on the ice, they release it, and then they have a broom that they sweep real fast, so it glides along the way that the broom goes, and there's ultimately a target, and you want to get in the center of the target, but the problem is that the other team can block you with different stones.
Or you can knock the they can knock each other's stones out. Like I said, it's kind of like bocce ball on ice.
Yes.
Like that's the best example I can give for it, except it's not random places. But the idea of you have the bocce ball and you have to get as close to it as possible and you can try to knock other people's balls away from it. Yeah. It's just very much like that. That's probably the that or shuffleboard, I guess, maybe is the other example that would be similar.
Yeah.
So it's a cross between like bocce ball and shuffleboard on ice.
I don't know. It's a fun and weird Scottish sport.
It's one of those things where it's nerve-wracking because as you're watching it, you know, the game constantly changes. It's not it's not like darts where you throw a dart and like, oh, that's well, that's my score for that dart.
Right.
Like, you know, you have to you play multiple rounds and you have to kind of battle with the other team.
Yeah, and it's a really long game because you have rounds. You have 8 rounds total. So you have all,
and then
like,
you have, each team
has
4 stones, I think, and yeah, 8 rounds.
No, I think more. 4 stones? Maybe
I think it was 4 for each team. I haven't been paying as much attention.
I thought it was maybe 6. 4 or 6. We'll just leave it like that. But yeah, so they have that many times to throw it out, to block whatever.
And it's not like it's fast when they do, because obviously it's gliding on the ice, so it does take at least, like, what, 20, 30 seconds? For each stone's pass.
Yeah.
And it's not like the next team, the other team doesn't just go and do it right after that either. So it's very, it is a very long game.
Right.
But I think it's interesting and it is, like, I've never watched it before. I've known what it was for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always have to remind myself what's going on. And when Leto started watching, I was like, I get it now. Like, it took me all these Olympics to finally understand it perfectly when Leto, like, laid it out for me. Like, oh, they're doing this. I'm like, you're right. And I was like, wow, it took me this long.
But it's funny, just as a side note, when I was a kid, I used to have some kind of local curling team's shirt.
Oh, yeah?
When I was young. It was kind of funny. I don't remember if that's where I first heard about it, and I, like, showed...
Where
like,
do they have curling in New Jersey?
I have no idea. It might not have been, like, a local team. I don't remember. But it was... The point is, it was some, like, town's curling team shirt. Like I had gotten it secondhand or something.
We should find out where it is, if they have it in New Jersey.
Okay.
Have Leto play it.
Well, it's funny because Leto and Mike even said, what do you think if I started playing curling? And I'm like, okay. Like, if you really wanted to do that, I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where we could... We'll have to look into that after this. But I think the teams to look out for are Norway and Canada have been the best. At least... for where we are now, but for all we know, by the time this comes out, they'll already have the gold medalists. But I know Canada was doing really, really well. And we watched South Korea play a few games. And USA, we watched a couple games.
Yeah.
And yeah, I watched China and I don't know. We watched a few curling games. It's fun.
I don't think I really need to ask, but I'm pretty sure other people won't have any idea. What your favorite event has been so far?
Well, what got me initially into watching Olympics in general was figure skating, because that's what I originally remember watching back in 1988. That's the first Olympics I have a memory of, and it's because Katarina Witt had her blue feathery costume. And that, so yeah, Calgary. So, figure skating, I've always loved. But I also love the snowboarding. And once that came into the Olympics, I was really, really happy and excited about that. So, I think those two are my favorite. But, I mean, I love them all except for hockey.
Yeah. Well, I know you said that biathlon, you were kind of enjoying watching that when you did this morning.
Biathlon, it's so hard. So, so hard. Because... first off, you're carrying a gun on your back, a rifle, and you're skiing up these hills, down these hills, whatever. It's cold, you've got wind in your face, and you're exerting yourself. And all of a sudden, you have to stop. You have to get down on your belly in prone position, they call it. And then you shoot the target 5 times, and you have to get the dead center each of those times, and then you could go on. And it's long, because then you have to stop another time and you stand to do some sharpshooting. So it's like back and forth you have to do those against all these other people. But yeah, so that finished, and Germany won.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
I'm sure. And we didn't watch it, but there was that cross-country ski race where...
we saw the highlights for it.
Yeah, the highlights for the race where it was a Norwegian that tripped and right out of the gates, basically.
He was originally the first place, right? Wasn't he?
I don't even think he was in... But it was right out of the gates, though. The point is, right out of the gates, he fell, and like three people fell down on top of him.
Yeah.
And so he was in last place.
Yep.
And then he ended up taking the gold by like a huge margin.
Yeah.
So the guy
hustled.
That's
a long time.
Yeah, well, it's because it's a cross-country marathon.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So to think all of those meters that they have to go, and he... being the losing person to go past all of them and even further, he must have been so tired afterwards.
I'm sure.
It was amazing.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But other things are, we watched the moguls.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly the women. We watched a couple men.
Yeah, we watched a couple men's runs, but I think we actually caught the finals for the women's.
So moguls, by the way, is when you have... snow bumps basically on each side, so like hills, and so you see them going up and down, up and down, up and down, and they have to do a couple jumps too, right? For moguls,
yeah, two jumps.
So yeah, and it's hard.
Looks very tough.
That must hurt your knees to do.
I would imagine so.
So, oh, what other sports do we see?
That's pretty much all I saw.
So for the figure skating...
Yeah, because we haven't seen any snowboarding halfpipe yet.
No, that's tonight.
Like that. Yeah.
So by the time this comes out, there will be a whole bunch of stuff for that. I don't know. I guess that's the starting. I don't think there'll be gold.
It's not going to be medals yet. They're probably just going to start qualifying tonight and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Oh, well, we also watched the slow slopes... The snowboarding, we watched the men's, too.
Well, I said that we watched men's and women's slopestyle.
That was really good, though. Like, to watch a 17-year-old boy win the gold. And you know what I love? You and I have talked about this. The way they congratulate each other. Snowboarders are so nice to each other. They're all, like, hugging each other no matter what country they're in. I love seeing that.
Well, I think in general, a lot of the... I mean, I still think of them as the extreme sports. I don't think anybody actually calls them that anymore. But the sports that were kind of underground, you know, the X Games. That's why, like, I still think of them as extreme sports.
Games.
Yeah, like, you know, snowboarding and skateboarding. They were like the troublemakers as opposed to skiers.
Yeah.
You know, or rollerbladers. So I still have that separation in my mind. But, for instance, watching... Like, yesterday, I watched with the boys Nancy Kerrigan being all whiny about, what's her name, Oksana Bayul, taking forever to get out to the podium.
Because, oh, you saw that? Where
yeah.
was I?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you were doing something, and I was out with the boys, and we went to watching something.
So you're watching, now, just to let you guys know, this is 1994 Olympics.
Yeah. We were just watching, like, Nancy Kerrigan being, like...
snotty, like she was.
Yeah. So she's complaining about, like, where is she? Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, on the podium, she's just standing there, like, making faces, like, at Oksana Bayul. Where, by the way, the reason why it took her a while to get out there was because nobody could find the copy of the Ukrainian national anthem.
Huh.
So it took a while to get her on the podium because they couldn't find the recording of her anthem to play while she was in gold.
Because they were expecting a Ukrainian victory because it was always between Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
So there was that. So it was just funny, but I was thinking as I was watching that, and all the comments we've made about the snowboarders, especially, that in the X Games, you never see people give each other an attitude like that.
Yeah.
You never see complaining. Like, in the X Games, they're always, like the way the snowboarders were with this, where they're always congratulating each other. Where, you know, for instance, the kid that won, Red, I almost just said Red Garland, but that's not his name. And
Gerard,
Red that's Gerard. It. It's close. he was in like 10th place going into his last run.
Yeah.
And so he went from 10th place right up to first place. Mm-hmm. And
he had a really good run.
And everybody else was just like, oh, congratulating him. And that's the way I always think of, like, watching skateboarders and stuff like that. They'd always congratulate each other. Like, I've never seen skateboarders and snowboarders or any of those kind of people get, like, catty with each other.
Right.
So that just makes sense to me that they would do that. And it's just nice to see that different attitude coming into it.
Because even though they're competing, they're having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, I saw you did that. That was really great. You know, they congratulate each other. And the first time I saw, like, I noticed it, like, was in Sochi when Shaun White got fourth place. Mm-hmm. And he was so nice to the other people. And, you know, they looked up to Shaun White. So they're all like, oh, wow, he's congratulating. Like, you see, like, they're like, wow. He's giving me a hug, and yeah, so to see that attitude instead of like, oh man, it was really great.
Yeah, because I always think of stuff like a couple X Games ago. I mean, that's probably a long time ago now. I've probably completely lost track of how long ago it was, where Tony Hawk was in the games, and he was in like fifth place or something. He wasn't that high, and he came out, and that's the first time somebody did a 900 with the skateboard and the half pipe. And, like, everybody just, like, went nuts. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and nobody got upset that they, like, lost a position. They were all excited that somebody finally did a 900.
Yeah.
And so now, like, it was doable. So all of a sudden everybody was excited and they were like, oh, good. I mean, Tony Hawk is basically one of the main creators of pretty much every move that, like, skateboarders use now. But yeah. It's just, that's the difference, though, is that instead of getting catty about, like, oh, well, she pulled this move, so, you know, now they took the gold away from me. Like, instead, it's like, dude, that was awesome. Like, they congratulate each other for doing a good job instead of being upset that they didn't win.
Right.
And I think that's because of the fact that for so long, those games weren't, like, Olympic sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the X Games, like, it still wasn't... The only reason they started the X Games was because none of those things were being introduced into the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Which, so they finally, said, this so, coming one, they will be.
Yeah, well, some of those summer sports will be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember back in, like, 2000, maybe, if not even 98, where they were talking about, like, oh, we're going to be introducing mountain biking, which still is not a summer Olympic sport. But they were they were basically introducing the X Games as possible future summer games, like summer sports to include with the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Because they had a skateboarding half pipe. They had them doing mountain biking, like trick mountain biking, not like riding in the woods.
Yeah, but the crazy jump, like up the hills, right? You mean?
Well, doing all that, they had the, like, where they have the catwalk, where they will like hop across a catwalk and stuff. Just doing, like, BMX tricks, but that was even another thing they did.
Okay.
BMX was another one they were talking about. But, I mean, all that to say, just the fact that even though there were competitions for skateboarding, for instance, because you can watch Lords of Dogtown or Dogtown and Z-Boys, and you see that there were always competitions for that stuff, but it wasn't on the scale of, like, the Olympics.
No.
Like, not by a long shot. So there was never this huge limelight. There was never really as much of a, I want to be the best I can be in this sport simply to be the best, because it was always, we're a minority, like, let's stick together through it.
Right. But yeah, so I think that it's changing even. Like, I see more people in other countries congratulating each other than ever before, which I think is really, really wonderful, because I think back to the Munich Games back in the 70s when the Israeli team was held hostage in the Olympic Village, and then eventually they were killed, the wrestling team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, look around while you see the terrorists that held them hostage. You see all the other Olympians just walking around like, no big deal, it's not my country.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, today it would be very different, where they'd be like, this is horrible. And, I mean, there were some people that wouldn't even go and do their sport, or they would out of reverence,
mm-hmm.
they would make some sort of statement. I can't remember. There was, I think, a gymnast that did something. I can't even remember right now. But anyway, my point is that I definitely think that with the social media mm-hmm. that we have, we could connect to our favorite regular people that are sports competitors in the Olympics and people that can form friendships more easily around the world mm-hmm. with these different Olympians mm-hmm. that they compete against or in another sport that they befriend.
Well, we even just watched a thing this morning where they were talking about the brother and sister skating pair that...
The Shib-Sibs.
Yeah, they've been doing streaming back and forth with a classroom or like a group of students in South Korea while during the off-season, quote-unquote off-season. So they've been communicating with them all year long, so they made a point that now that they're in South Korea, yeah. they're going to get to meet them.
Right, and I mean, these are Americans that are doing this. So yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like the figure skating, because we haven't really talked about that. We watched the team event. So we saw the entire team event.
Mm-hmm.
So the dance, the pairs, the figure pairs and the dance pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then the individual team
mm-hmm.
for both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we each have favorites, but we were cheering them all on.
Yeah.
This is how we are.
I'm not, like, when I was younger, I think I used to pick a country and want the country to win the games overall. Now I'm just...
Yeah, and with me, I've always been, like, whoever I just like how they do their performance, that I'm like, wow, I love that Olympian, and it sticks with me. So that's why you know that I have certain favorite Olympians that are from different countries in different sports. And so I think one thing I thought was interesting, there is the one young 14-year-old Italian figure skater
mm-hmm.
who has a last name as family members you have. And so mm-hmm. I kept calling him your cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Rob's 25% Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
So it's possible.
And he looked a little bit like his family. So for all we know, it really is.
Mm-hmm. Might be.
So, I don't really think that's a common last name.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But I'm having so much fun watching the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. I know. I can tell. Twitter can tell.
Twitter can tell. Yeah. I feel bad when I'm not writing a lot more than I probably should write.
Mm.
But, you know... I'm watching them all. I'm having fun. I've been slowly catching up because if I miss something, we have temporarily YouTube TV as we watch these and it records for me mm-hmm. things I've missed.
Yeah, so we can go back and kind of review
what's going on. Yeah, and I could skip commercials and get right to it. And yeah, so I've been able to go back and watch things that I miss. Oh, the...
Well, what's the nice, too, is watched, the boys.
So I caught up on Luge this morning.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too, that for the boys, I remember growing up trying to watch the Olympics. If I didn't watch it that night, I had, like, no way of being able to go back and see what happened.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, put a VHS tape and recorded it, which was a pain in the butt anyway.
We had a limited amount of way of seeing the whole thing anyway.
Right, well, we were stuck with NBC to just watch whatever they highlighted.
Yeah.
Whereas now, at least, we can watch a couple different places.
Mm-hmm.
We've even seen a couple streams from other countries. They haven't been able to keep watching it because it's not really a reliable way of doing it. But the point is the boys, though, like, we started watching the women's slopestyle last night. And they didn't get to see the end of it.
Micah didn't get to see the end.
Well, Micah didn't,
he was too tired.
But we could have gone back and said, here, if you want to watch it from where we left off, you can do that.
Yeah.
Like, we did that with the figure skating from last night, because we watched the slope style last night instead, so we caught up with the figure skating today.
Right.
Or the dance, whatever. But still, point being, it's neat.
Yeah.
So it's just to kind of go back to what you said before about how people are funny with... saying minimalist, like, you know, it's not very minimalist to just sit and watch things on the TV, but I like to think that, for instance, watching the Olympics, it's one of the few times, other than specifically a movie, like if we go and pick a movie to watch, how often do the four of us sit down and watch something together? Really? Because we don't do it all that often. Most of the time it's either that the two of us or you. Some of
our YouTube channels we watch.
Which doesn't take up very much time, though.
No, it doesn't.
You know, most of the stuff that we watch, we only spend maybe a half an hour. Like four
things we're subscribed to that we watch as a family.
Yeah.
And they're short.
And even all of them, we don't keep up with every day. No. So, that's why it's just neat to see with the Olympics the amount of time that we'll spend together watching stuff. That's rare for us. So, the whole family time thing, I think that, especially during the winter when we can't get out and do things together, mm-hmm. it's a way of at least doing something together and quote-unquote experiencing something together.
Right, and I think, you know, now the boys are used to it because I had them watch Sochi with me, but they don't even remember it now.
Yeah, well, they were still a little bit young to get the whole idea of competition.
Right, because, like, I mean, that was 4 years ago, and, like...
Well, just think, they really were, don't... like, 6 and 5 back then, so...
Wow, really? Wow. No, no, 11 minus 4? 7.
So, but even so, they were 7 and 6 or whatever, that's not much of a...
7 and 5.
Yeah. Point being, though, still think about that.
It's weird because I remember watching the Calgary games and I was only 4 and a half, not even.
They're different than you.
Yeah, I guess.
So.
But, yeah, so when it came to the Rio games, they were all into it with us.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a lot of fun watching.
Yeah, they did have a lot of fun with Rio. That's where Leto picked up. He really liked watching the archery for that.
Yeah.
Which is fine. And now that I think about it, he wasn't watching all of the really high, like, he didn't watch basketball.
No. We don't really watch the basketball. We watched a basketball game for Rio games.
Yeah. There was something else. I know soccer, we watched a couple of games.
Yeah.
He enjoyed watching that. But he also played soccer for a couple of years, so he kind of understood that a little bit better.
Yeah, he had fun watching the soccer games.
Mm-hmm.
But... both of them loved the archery.
There was one or two rugby games. I mean, we're not talking about Summer Olympics anywhere right now, but...
But yeah, so it's becoming a tradition for our family now, mm-hmm. because I do have to bring up that as a little girl, I don't have a lot of memories made with my dad, honestly,
mm-hmm.
but he always watched the Olympics with me.
Mm-hmm.
So today I took out my dad for his birthday. Well, it's not his birthday, but last week was. And so I took him out, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, I was watching the Olympics this morning and last night. And so I was like, oh, which one did you watch? And he's like, oh, I watched the biathlon. And he's like, and, you know, the alpine skiing, which we saw, too.
Yeah.
The
I didn't watch
insane
it.
Insane jumps.
You did.
Oh, I can't.
Well, that's
And he was jump. Watching the figure skating. So, like, we could discuss those things. And he understands the terminology as well. So when we're talking, we could be like, oh, yeah, remember this person back in this Olympic? And he's like, yes, I remember exactly. And so, like, because that is what we connected with.
Yeah, so that's one of the few places you have a common ground with them.
Yeah, but I don't remember really watching them with my brothers or anything. It was just with my dad. That was mm-hmm. our thing. And I'm really obsessed with the Olympics to the point where I have read books by Olympians or about Olympians. I watch movies about Olympic
Listen to Tara games. Lipinski and Johnny Weir's podcast.
I love Tara and Johnny's podcast. It's funny. They are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch old clips all the time in between Olympic games. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, there was just one more thing I really wanted to talk about in regards to the Olympics. And that's the opening ceremonies that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, they did it differently than how I'm used to it, because mm-hmm. they had a short beginning, and then, like, all the people walked into their seats, and then there was a longer opening after that. I always, for some reason, I think they always do a long opening, and then they end with all the people walking in. Is that wrong, or am I just
no,
not
I always,
thinking right?
I kind of thought that was how they did it, too.
I liked
where
how they
did the long opening, and then the Olympians did their march. Or the Parade of Olympians, whatever.
Granted,
you call it.
The Winter Olympics are a lot shorter than, like, the amount of countries involved than mm-hmm. the Summer Olympics, and there's less people in them. So maybe that's why they could do it for this.
Maybe.
But I think about all the different openings I've seen over the years, and, like, Sochi made me laugh so much. It was so odd. And then, you know, you had at the end their glitch that they had with the Olympic rings, the last one not working.
Yeah.
I just felt like that whole, the whole thing in regards to that Olympic game was just so many blunders. I mean, remember all the weird tweets back then too, where people showing the Olympic Village and what their rooms looked like. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this is my toilet. It's not even put together yet. Mm-hmm. And like my room is not ready, all these problems. And so I think I haven't heard any complaints about this one yet.
Nope.
So this winter game is better. The opening, some of it reminded me of the Beijing opening in 2008, but that's probably just the drum part.
Probably.
But I do know that the cultures, they intertwine with one another anyway, because China trying to take over Korea for a long time. So there's similarities. You didn't like the opening? You just wanted to go to bed?
I was pretty tired by the time we got to the opening.
It was pretty.
I liked it. It was pretty. I think the one thing we haven't talked about with these Olympics at all is just that whole dynamic between North and South Korea that's going on. And I think I felt a little bit weird about the opening because the, what does he call himself, the emperor of North Korea, the North Korean leader had his sister at the games, at the opening ceremony. I'm assuming he didn't go because that's too much of a risk on his life.
Probably.
If he was to be in public like that, that probably would not have gone. I mean, not that I'm saying anybody would have killed him or anything, but I can imagine the way he, you know, he and his father have been, that he wasn't going to take the risk.
Yeah.
So his sister was there, and I just kind of felt, I almost kind of felt bad for them, because in a way, it almost felt like South Korea was saying, look at how much better we are than North Korea. And I'm not saying that they aren't.
They, I mean, they had their whole Imagine song with the peace issue. So they were trying their best. But yeah, they had the South Korean flag at one point with them singing the national anthem for that.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it for North Korea.
Right. But they had that whole unified Korea flag.
Right.
And they did that whole thing about unified Korea. But then it would just, I don't know. It was just,
at times they separated.
It was strange
without
because
making a note about North Korea.
Well, that's kind of what I mean, is that it was almost as if South Korea was saying, like, yeah, it would be a unified Korea, but it's going to be like South Korea.
Yeah.
Like they weren't paying any attention to the social differences. And maybe that was partly because they didn't want to go around bad-mouthing North Korea, but it just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me and my the way that I am, because I'm strange about politics anyway.
Yeah.
But well, I just,
because you want to see it unified.
Yeah, I do.
But we know that,
but I want to see the whole world unified.
Right.
So that's the part of what I'm saying. So just the idea that, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it other than I hope that everything goes well between the two countries when this is all done.
Yeah.
And not that everything is just being nice now. Like, I'm just, I'm hoping that any of the North Korean athletes that are in South Korea right now don't have problems when they go home.
I agree. I hope that, you know, they won't be watched carefully and then maybe tortured or whatever.
Well, I just hope also, I mean, imagine if they try not, try to stay in South Korea. What if they try to defect, like what's going to happen? You know, and I would just be worried about that kind of situation.
Yeah.
But I'm not to say that I'm not hoping that everything will be fine. It would be nice to see that everything's fine and that because of this, things will get worked out a little bit. But, well, we won't know until, you know, a few months from now or something like that.
Yeah.
But in general, it was neat.
I was worried at first.
Yeah.
I was worried about the Olympics in general because I've known too many little issues that go on at the Olympic Games now every time.
Yeah,
like, there's always some sort of problem at these games. Like, if it goes smoothly, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Because there's always something going on. The last time that the Olympics were in South Korea was in 1988 Summer Games. So you had 88 Calgary Winter Games and 88 Summer Games before they started switching them, alternating every 2 years you having an Olympic game. So, last time there was an Olympics in Seoul, specifically, it was really bad because the president of South Korea at the time was actually taking the people off of the streets that were bums and drunks or whatever, and either killing them or forcing them to hard labor, putting them in jail, forcing them to hard labor to create the stadiums and stuff like that for the Olympics. So I think about something like that is there's some sort of political problem no matter what. Rio had them. So just like almost every single game. So this one, I haven't heard of any yet. So I was really worried that when I heard about the unified flag that they were going to walk together, I was like, okay, I really hope that there won't suddenly be like a bombing there. Or, you know, I don't know, because there have been bombings at the games. There was one in Atlanta in 96 summer games. That was 96. So yeah, just, I think there was another one even too, and I can't think of where. Maybe that was Munich as well that I'm thinking of.
Well, there was, yeah, there was a bombing.
Or was it the Paris?
Oh no, I don't remember.
Well, wherever it was, there's been a couple. So anyway, I was concerned because of that. But the opening was beautiful, and I got a video clip, a funny clip, of the one guy that came out. Remember the guy that ran around?
Oh, yeah. There was a guy that came out and, like, went down into the stadium, like, where the actual arena where they were doing the ceremonies. There was a guy that got loose and got down there twice somehow.
So I got the first time. I got a clip on it, and I posted it on my Twitter of him being caught. You can see him in the background when there's, like, something beautiful happening, and then there was a guy that had been singing. And real quick, they show him in the background, the guy singing, and then the guy behind him in the background. And I point to it on the screen, and it was really fast because they cut the cameras away quickly. So just like, there's always some sort of weird thing that happens at the Olympics, and that was one of them. Hopefully there won't be anything stranger.
No, hope not. Yeah, I always worry about stuff like, especially in, you know... You think about the fact that the Olympics took place in, what was it, when they did it in Germany?
In 39?
When they did it in Berlin.
36. It had to be an even number.
And so you think it's funny, which actually now that I look at it, it's kind of funny because the both games that year, because again, that was back when they did both summer and winter in the same year, both were in Germany that year. So Berlin was the Summer Olympics, and then Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Sorry, wow, I don't.
That sounded pretty cool to
me. I don't know German, so I'm sorry. I probably just destroyed that. But both of those were in Germany, and then even the Summer Games, the Winter Games were also in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Whatever it is, I'm sorry. I just
probably
destroyed
cause
it
they
again.
Built everything
in 40. So they had two Winter Games in a row. In the same place, both listed as Nazi Germany, not just Germany, but Nazi Germany specifically.
See, you're cheating. You have it
too,
open so you can see. Even, mine's all memory.
Which actually, now that I look at it, okay, so they did the Winter Games in Germany twice in a row in the same city, but then they also did. Now this is weird. It's lists that in 1940. Yeah, sorry guys, we're totally getting like off on a side tangent here, but that's all right. The Winter Games for 1940 were actually listed as both Sapporo in the Empire of Japan and Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany.
Oh, maybe they had parts of it.
But then also,
depending on what the sport
the
was?
Summer Olympics of 1940 are listed as Tokyo, Empire of Japan, and Helsinki, Finland.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, I might have to actually research why that happened. Yeah. That's interesting.
And that's the only time they have them split like that?
That's the only time I see where... Well, first off, I noticed the pattern, because when I'm on Wikipedia, they're showing
Wikipedia.
The city, the country, the continent, and with the country, they're showing the flag. So it just caught my eye to see, like, three Nazi flags at one time. So that just caught my eye. Anyway... But I actually do see, now that I look at it, though, the games for 1940 and 44 were canceled because of World War II.
Yeah.
So maybe the point was that those cities maybe were the ones that were up for the bid. And maybe they never decided because they were canceled, or maybe they were originally going to be in Japan and Germany, and then they decided to move them.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think I've found anything about those years. No, because I always watch old clips and stuff.
Well,
I don't.
But there is nothing. That's the point. 40 and 44 were both.
No, but 40, I'm saying.
It was canceled.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, is that it never happened.
Okay, so that's probably what it was.
So it's probably something to do with that, but.
Because I've seen stuff from every Olympic game that we have footage of.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't.
So yeah, because they did, like I said, in 36, Germany hosted both games. And then 40 was canceled and 44 was canceled because of World War II.
Oh, that's so sad for all the people that were hoping and training.
Well, just think, they lost all chance.
Yeah.
Because they skipped 12 years from 36 to 48.
Yeah, that's hard.
So, because like we said, that's back when they did them every 4 years.
So then they did it in 48, where?
That was Switzerland.
Okay.
That was, St. Moritz and London.
Okay.
And then to Oslo and Helsinki. And then even in 56, though, they do show two hosts for the summer games. They show Melbourne, Australia, and Stockholm, Sweden.
So it might have been, depending on what their sport was, they go to different places? Because this was before they had it all publicized on TV.
It's weird, though. Maybe they just don't have the records right on here or something. That's interesting. Because they have it listed, the summer games.
This is where you find clips instead.
The summer games from 56... said that Melbourne, Australia was hosted from November 22nd to December 8th, and then Stockholm, Sweden hosted the Summer Games in 56 from June 10th to June 17th.
Okay.
So I don't know why Summer Games were split up like that. Unless maybe they had to cancel because of weather conditions, and so they moved them. Again, might be one of those things to be interesting to look up.
So if anyone finds out, let us know, but we'll probably
research. Visit our website and comment, because if you know, it's a good excuse to go and leave a comment on our website.
Yeah. But anyway, so it is very fascinating to research all this stuff yourself, because I love doing that. And I know Rob here, he loves finding the abandoned Olympic stuff.
Yes, I do, very much. Even especially the more recent ones,
like Beijing and Sochi.
Well, even, between...
Athens, yeah.
Well, even Sarajevo. What was the other...
Sarajevo, yes, 84, Sarajevo.
Yeah, where all of that stuff is completely worn down. Like, it's just completely abandoned, completely just useless. But even Athens, I was looking up stuff. Athens was only from... 2004.
Four. Whoops.
And so that's only, 14 years old now? 13 and a half years old? And that, the same thing, completely abandoned, completely, derelict.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
You can see all their swimming pools.
That it's that recent.
Yeah.
Sochi
is already abandoned. You could see abandoned pictures of Sochi.
Yeah. Well, and that was only 2014, so, what does that tell you?
Yeah. And Beijing, like I said, they used some parts of it, but not a lot.
And again, I think the problem with all of that is... that these countries, they spend all this money to build these Olympic stadiums and villages.
Mm-hmm.
It only gets used for that for 2 weeks, and that's it. That's literally all it ever gets used for.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes...
Except for ones like L.A. They've used it now 3 times. It will be 4 times. The one L.A. will be used
That's going to be in 2028. And then the last time it was 1984. And I believe there was an older one, 32, I think was the original one. Yeah.
Yeah. But they've still been using that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they're using it for other sporting events.
Exactly.
In that time.
But that's what I mean is, why aren't these other countries doing that?
Because maybe they don't care about sports the same way that Americans do.
It's just really sad. Some of them, I know, they were trying to make low-income housing in Sochi for the village.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't last.
Yeah. Like you said, it's interesting. I care more about some of the history stuff. Like I said, the fact that just caught my eye, the whole weird thing about the way that some of the stuff was listed. That's more what's interesting to me, and to think about the cultural context of what was going on in the world at that time.
Right.
Because we just, what, last year, we watched the Jesse Owens movie, which is based on...
The Race, was it called?
I think that was
Race,
what it was
just
called.
Race.
Yeah, it. Race.
It was really good.
Which, again, the whole historical context of a black man running in Nazi Germany in 36 is like...
It was a beautiful movie.
So... That's more what interests me about that stuff than
anything.
And
it is Black History Month.
Yeah, it is.
See that? So go watch Race, learn about Jesse Owens, and...
And go and pay attention to what's going on these days.
Yeah, and how there's not much changed.
Yeah. You know, because now that we're mentioning it, now I'm thinking about it, we've only seen one black figure skater.
No.
This year? At the games?
Yeah, there's been. There was a French one, and there's the one
figure skater.
Oh, figure skater, yeah, the French one.
That's what I'm saying. The French pair was the only black figure skater we've seen.
Right.
And then, but I think even Bynie might be the only other.
She's the first African American
speed skater.
Speed skater, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I mean, is that it's sad now thinking about that, you know, just in the context of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's other figure skaters that just didn't make it to the Olympics.
I know, there are, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, though, that the ones that are there or not, the ones that are not there.
Yeah. You don't see enough of that presence in the Winter Games. It's sad. It is really sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny, too, because you kind of think, I don't know, it's just interesting.
They have, the bobsled team is still in happening from Jamaica and Nigeria, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the women's bobsled team from Nigeria this
year. Yeah, so you have them, otherwise there's not many people that are...
Mm-hmm. I don't know, honestly, now that I think about it, I don't even think I've seen more than... those two black athletes at all so far in this Winter Olympics.
I feel like there was someone else and I can't think of...
Oh, excuse me. And the three for the Nigerian bobsled
team. There is another even that I... Like a male. I can't remember what he was in.
No, maybe we'll look it up and put it in the notes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we'll have to put a few things in the notes. So check those... No, the show notes, because we do put links for every episode that are things that we might mention.
If there are things we talk about, I try to
get
notes.
So you can see the abandoned buildings. We will include some of those links.
Yeah. Because I'll just go on a binge looking them up anyway.
So you can see the parking lot where people learn how to drive in Beijing that was with the arena right there.
Mm-hmm.
That they used for, like, partly, they used part of the building.
Yeah.
As, like, a water park.
Mm-hmm.
But it's barely used.
Yep. Well, instead of drawing this on more and more and more about us just rambling...
Because I could go on and on about the Olympics.
Yeah, trust me. She could.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we will just call it a wrap there. And say we hope that, you know, you maybe heard something about the Olympics that you didn't know before. And it maybe inspires you. Or even the other things we talked about earlier...
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts about Stranger Things, Korean drama, anime, and the Olympics.
Yeah. And if there's anything else, like...
Tell us your lazy things.
Exercise bikes.
Oh, yeah. I got an exercise bike, everyone.
Yeah, like today.
Because
been on it yet.
I've been telling Rob for a couple years now that I need an exercise bike because I feel lazy watching the Olympics without one. And so I've been asking my mom if I could borrow hers for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And finally she gave in, but it was broken because of a flood that happened in their basement, and it ruined the magnetic part of the exercise bike.
Well, the electricals.
Yeah, everything's dead. Shot. You can't fix it even.
No.
And so I tried my best to use it for a while, and
it didn't do anything. No. It literally did nothing.
And I was so upset. I was like, no, I've been wanting an exercise bike, and I didn't want to have to buy one. So I did buy one. Because I'm going to use it, and minimalist...
I already put 2 miles on it.
Yeah, see that? He already used it, and I have not yet.
Yeah, you haven't even sat on it yet.
I will do it. I'm going to get dressed, and I'm going to go watch the Olympics in gear.
And ride your exercise bike.
Yes.
Wrong games.
What? Wrong games?
Yeah, the wrong games.
Cycling?
Cycling is a summer game. I love watching
cycling.
Yeah.
Well, I can
cycle. We'll talk about that if we're still doing this 2 years from now. I can
cycle while watching the snowboarding tonight.
Yeah. But anyway, as I said, before we go any further and continue to carry on.
Bicycle, bicycle, I want to ride my...
You will.
I thought you were going to sing the next part for me.
No, we're done. We've been spending...
No, sing.
Fat bottom girls will be riding today.
I'm not a fat bottom girl.
I'm not saying you are.
I don't know. I think you are saying
okay, that. Bye.
Bye.